We do have special guests that have been a long time coming, Jennifer and Aldo Wahahai. They are, did I say it right? I've heard it enough at council. I've mentally put it in so I could say it right when I had to announce it. We have the Wahahais with us, and they are going to share, both of them, of their ministry and the mission that God has called them to. Can we please give them a New Sharon Engaged Church welcome to the stage this morning?
Good morning. Aldo will be up here in just a minute. So, good morning. It is great to be here with you in New Sharon this morning. We were supposed to come in December. My mom got sick. She was in Mayo in Rochester for 6.5 weeks, so thank you for rescheduling us for June. My mom did pass away in January. It was a very difficult time, but praise the Lord, we were able to be here today and have beautiful, sunny, 90-degree weather. Thank you. We are the Wahahais. I first went to Peru I was appointed 10 years ago, and I made it to the field in 2016. In 2000, I had to go to Costa Rica to learn Spanish, and then in 2017 to Peru. I went as a single missionary, Jennifer Wahahai. I was living in Winterset, Iowa, teaching at a Christian school, and Indianola First Assembly was my home church, my sending church. And I was born in Sheraton. I love Southern Iowa. I love this part of Iowa. And it's a pleasure to be here. I grew up actually, my mom grew up in Sheraton. And so she would always talk about the New Sharon Church and the revival they had. Was it back in the 30s where the fire department was called? And so I grew up hearing about that, and I got to say, man, during the worship this morning, it was just so beautiful, and I could just feel that presence, and I could almost see those flames, because the presence of God is in this place. Glory to God. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here. We're the Wahahais to Oaxaca. Say that 10 times fast, please. I love saying it, the Wahahais to Oaxaca. But as I was saying, I started 10 years ago in my missions journey, and I was in Peru as a single missionary, and I was working with an organization of the Assemblies of God called Child Hope, where you can sponsor a child for $36 a month, and with that money, the child can go to a good Christian school, learn about Jesus, have basic necessities. At this time in Peru, we had 7 schools in our Child Hope system. There were 2 of them in the jungle, 2 in the two in the desert, 2 in Lima, and 1 in the mountains. So part of my job was to travel to all of these schools, and I loved it. See, Peru is a very diverse country. There's, as I said, the jungle, the coast, the mountains, the desert, and the people are as diverse as the countryside, and the people are so wonderful, and I loved everybody, and I would love to go to the jungle and the mountains, and I wanted them to know each other. And so when I went back for my second term in 2019, I had this plan, this vision, that I would bring all of the teachers together for a training. And so we did that in February of 2020. We brought them from the jungle, the mountains, Lima, and from the desert in the north to Chiclayo, Peru. From the jungle, they had to go 36 hours by boat and 36 hours by bus. Commitment. But it was wonderful, and they loved it. It was during that time that I was reacquainted with a pastor I had met in 2017, a pastor of one of our Child Hope schools in the northern part of Peru, in Piura, in Catacaus, and that was Pastor Aldo Wahahai. And so we began to talk, and then, of course, COVID happened, and COVID was a horrible thing worldwide, but for me, I had a COVID romance. And so God blessed me, and in January of 2021, we were married by the favor of God and the favor of the Assemblies of God. Praise the Lord. So then I went from Jennifer Oftedal to Jennifer Wahahai. Now, and my ministry changed drastically. I went from living in the city of 10 million people, Lima, where it's just a crazy city. I went from living there to living in a tiny town in Montesión. Aldo, his story is quite different. And I'll go back to 2016. He had been pastoring in Chiclayo, Peru, in a coastal city. And the pastor of this church in Catacaus, it was a pretty big church, about 500 people in the church, and they had a big, huge school too. But that pastor asked Aldo to come and be on staff with him. So Aldo moved up to Katakaus. While he was there, the pastor said, "You know what? We have this property in this little tiny town. It's about 10 minutes away by a three-wheeled motorcycle we call moto taxis. And it's called Monte Sion, this area. We have 4 acres there that the church owns, but nobody wants to work there." Aldo said, "Well, bring me to that land. I want to see what the land looks like. So if you'll show the first picture, you can see." This is what Aldo saw. This little tiny town of Monte Sion, many people do not have running water, indoor plumbing, do not have electricity. Some of them do, some of them don't. And the whole town was bringing their garbage and dumping it on this property. Plus, as I said, there's not a lot of, not everyone has indoor plumbing, so this was the public bathroom for the town, too. So, as you can imagine, there's Aldo looking at mountains of trash and filth, but he heard children playing in the street. And he said, "Wow, there's a need here." He said, "Pastor, I'll move here." And in the back of that picture, there's a little tiny brick building, no running water, no bathroom, but he moved in there. First, he had to clean the filth out of it, and then he moved in, and he began a work. He started with breakfast for children, followed by Sunday school. The first Sunday, they had 10. Second, they had 15, and then they went up to 20. When we left Monte Sion, we had 150 kids in our Sunday school. To God be the glory. So if you go to the next picture, you can see it's still a work in progress. Now, this is the desert area of Peru, so, I mean, it's desert. There's dust. You leave your phone for 20 minutes, you can run your finger through the dust. But it's still a work in progress, but there is, as I said, 150 kids in Sunday school. When we have VBS in the summertime, we have 300 kids. Praise the Lord. Do you guys do BGMC here for your kids? Yeah? BGMC is a great Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge, and it's a great way to raise money for missions. So a few years ago, we were about to have our VBS, expecting 300 kids. But even in a small town in a third world country, VBS costs money. You have to make copies and buy colored pencils and whatever, glue and snacks for 300 kids, you know. So we had no money. So our planning day with the leaders, everyone said, "Okay, we're going to go home, we're going to pray." So I went home and we were praying, and I received an email from my area director saying, "Hey, Jennifer, we've got some money from BGMC that we want to give to you." It was perfect. God orchestrated that. So praise the Lord, we had an amazing VBS, plus we had money left over to buy other supplies that the church needed for their kids' program. So thank you for giving to missions. Thank you for giving to BGMC. So Aldo moved in there, and go to the next picture. Now you can see that's our church building. It looks a little bit different than it would in New Sharon, but that's the school. We have a 3-year-old through 6th grade Christian school. We have about 40 kids in our young adult youth group. We have about 50 that come regularly. Now, we left to come back here. We knew we weren't going to go back to Monte Sion, and it was heartbreaking. Like, we cried and they cried because we love them so much. We love this work. But God has established this work, and so the job of a missionary is to love and leave. So we thought we were going to go back to Peru. We thought we were going to go back to the jungle of Peru. But God had another plan for us. But first, I want to talk a little bit about what can happen when one person says yes to the call. You see, Aldo and I have said yes, and God wants a yes from each one of us. But sometimes we feel inadequate, maybe, or like the task is so immense, what can my little yes do? So go to the next slide, and I want to tell you the story of Roger and Esther Winans. They were Nazarene missionaries. About 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago, Roger was in a church in Kansas, and he had a vision of a tribe in their native clothing, and God said, "Reach that tribe." Well, he didn't know where they were 100 years ago. There's no Google to look it up. So he drew it out, and he asked around, he researched, and he found out that this tribe was in northern Peru. So he said yes. Took his wife and 2 small kids on a boat from California to Chiclayo, Peru. Remember, 100 years ago, travel was not as easy as it is now. They had to cross the rugged Andes Mountains, and then they made it into the dense rainforest jungle of the Amazon basin. And there he found the Awahoon. Please show the next picture. And start the music. Thank you. You can stop the music. So Roger Winans made it into the rainforest. And there he found the Awahoon. But they were not a smiling, happy people like my handsome husband is. No, they were a horrible, mean, awful group of people. They were one of the five tribes in South America that were head shrinkers. It was horrible. It's true. They were horrible people. The Inca, most of us have probably heard of the Inca. They conquered most of Peru. They built Machu Picchu, but they could not conquer the Awahoon. Then the Spanish came, and the Spanish conquered the Inca, but they could not conquer the Awahoon. They were afraid of having their heads shrunk. But one man, with the gospel of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, conquered the Awahoon. You see, God gave a man in Kansas a vision of a specific tribe in Peru, and he said, reach them. He had a plan for that specific tribe, and that man said yes. Now, what can happen when one person says yes? Go to the next slide. That is a picture of an Assembly of God pastor, Awahoon. There is a Nazarene church in every one of the Awahoon communities. There are many other churches have come in. Just recently, about 10, 15 years ago, the Assemblies of God have started to go in to maybe 20 years ago into the communities. There's about four or five communities that have an Assembly of God church. And then there's many more communities that are asking for an Assemblies of God church. So we need to pray that God will send resources and send people to raise up these churches. My father-in-law, Aldo's father, works with planting churches in these communities, but he's in his 70s now, and it's a hard job. So let's pray that God will send more people to raise up these churches. What can happen when one person says yes to the Lord, to the calling that God has for them? Go to the next slide. This is a picture of a little lady, a little Awahoon lady named Alicia Jaun. When she was 8 years old, she was an orphan girl. And that same missionary, Roger Winans, saw her running around, and he said, yes, there's a need. Use me, Lord. He adopted her into his home. She was raised with him. Now she's in her 90s. She loves Jesus. This sweet little lady has been in the hospital the last couple of weeks, and actually she was at the point of death, but God brought her home, and yet she was released to go home to her family. Because God has a purpose for her. You see, this little lady prays. Her and her husband, Eladio, he passed away just in December. But they prayed. He'd be out in his field working, and he would just be praying and praying. They get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they seek God's face. They've had encounters with angels in their home. They pray because they know there's power in prayer, and they've seen that. They had 8 kids of their own. They adopted 10 other children that were raised with them. And a lot of those people are not walking close to God. They have dozens of grandchildren that are lost. But one of their grandchildren is in New Sharon, Iowa this morning. Amen. Amen. So what can happen when one person, go to the next slide. What can happen when one person says yes to the call? And the truth is, church, we don't know. You see, Roger Winans, he had no idea that he was planting seeds that would reap a harvest that would bring Aldo to New Sharon, Iowa, to be the first indigenous from Latin America to be sent out by AGWM. Roger Winans, if he could see that today, he would be shocked. He was working with a completely uncivilized tribe. And now we have Aldo, who is very civilized, by the way. You know, God just wants your yes. He just wants our yes. And we leave the results to him. Because you don't know what your yes the results of your yes will be in 100 years. So if you're going to bring mulberry cookies to your neighbor, that's your yes. But maybe 100 years from now, there's going to be something, some connection that God's going to use that for. So church, we want to encourage you this morning. Aldo will come back in a little bit and share some more, but we want to encourage you to say yes to whatever it is that God has for you. So go to the next slide. From the indigenous tribe of the Amazon jungle of Peru, God has called us to go to work in southern Mexico, Oaxaca, Mexico, with the indigenous tribes in southern Mexico. Go to the next slide. We are saying yes. Oaxaca, Mexico has 16 different indigenous tribes. A lot of people, like even my sister just recently, we've been on this road itinerating for quite a while, and it just hit her a few weeks ago. Oh, there's indigenous people still living in Mexico? Yes, there are. There are 16 indigenous tribes in Oaxaca, Mexico, and each one still has their distinct language and culture. Now, most people can speak and communicate in Spanish, just like Aldo and his family. They speak Awahoon amongst themselves, but they can speak in Spanish. And so that's the way it is in Oaxaca, Mexico. But when somebody is in an indigenous culture, there is a lot of witchcraft. And there's a lot of generational chains of witchcraft, idolatry, and wickedness. And God wants to break those chains in Oaxaca, Mexico. We want to see churches planted in the rural communities, in those little communities that are off the map a little bit. We want to see churches because God has a plan and a purpose for those people. And we want to see that happen. We want to see those chains broken. We want to invest in the next generation that, God's going to use different forms working in agriculture. God uses who you are. So Aldo and I, we love small town. We love countries. Aldo studied agriculture in the university. God uses who we are, so we're going to use all of that to plant churches, to invest in the next generation. So please pray for us. We need your prayers. This has been a long road, itineration. We're ready to get there. We're hoping by the end of the year that we'll be at fully funded. So we need your prayers, your support, of course, but more than anything, your prayers. We're going to watch a little video here. The video is of lives that have been changed in Peru. Some people say, you talk all about Peru, but you're going to Mexico. Well, Peru's where we've been, and we know that, and we want to share with you the good things God's done in Peru. And the next time we come, we'll share more of the stories of Mexico. Amen. Go ahead with the video, and then after that, Aldo will come.
Souls to be won.
Aldo's first language, as I said, is Abahu. Second is Spanish. And he is learning English, but I'll be translating for him today.
There you go.
That was Abahu.
Doy gracias a Dios. De verdad que es una bendición de estar con ustedes. Gracias, Pastor. Gracias, toda iglesia.
Thanks to the pastor. I give glory to God this morning. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Muy bien, hemos visto videos.
So, this morning we've seen some video.
Lo que el Señor está haciendo la obra en diferentes lugares.
Of what God is doing in many different places.
La obra es de Él, del Señor.
The work comes from Him.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén. Amen. Me gustaría compartir respondiendo el llamado de Dios.
So, this morning I want to share with you about responding to the call of God.
Podemos repetir todos juntos respondiendo el llamado de Dios.
Repeat after me, responding to the call of God.
Amén.
Amen.
No hay edad para responder el llamado de Dios.
There is no age about responding to the call of God, no age limit.
Niños, adolescentes, jóvenes,
children, young adults,
adultos, ancianos,
adults, even elderly.
Todos somos jóvenes.
We are all young people.
Amén.
Amen.
Muy bien. Vemos muchos ejemplos, hombres y mujeres que respondieron el llamado de Dios.
So we see, we have many examples of men and women that have responded to the call of God.
También vemos, vamos a encontrar misioneros, hombres y mujeres que respondieron el llamado de Dios.
Also we see many examples of missionaries that have responded to the call of God.
Podemos ver en Antiguo Testamento, Moisés.
In the Old Testament we can see people like Moses.
Dios dice, Moisés, yo te voy a usar, libera mi pueblo en Egipto.
God said, Moses, I want you to free my people in Egypt.
¿Y cómo responde Moisés?
And how did Moses respond?
Hallelujah, yo voy, Señor.
Hallelujah, úsame. I'm going, Lord. Use me, Lord.
Oh, me encanta.
Oh,
Señor.
I love it. Thank you, Jesus.
¿Cómo respondió?
How did he respond?
No sé hablar.
I don't know how to talk.
¿Por qué no dices eso a mi hermano Aarón?
Don't use my brother.
Bueno.
Well.
Después vemos.
Then we can see.
La historia nosotros sabemos.
We see we know what the story says.
Y fue usado.
God used him.
Con gran poder.
In a great way.
Gedeón.
Gideon.
También lo mismo.
The same.
¿Dónde estaba Gedeón?
Where was Gideon?
Gedeón estaba escondido.
He was hidden away.
En la cueva.
In a cave.
Porque el enemigo estaba atacando
a todo
Israel.
Because the enemy was attacking the country of Israel.
Y Dios dice, varón valiente.
And God said, man of valor.
Yo te escogí. Tú vas a liberar mi pueblo.
I have chosen you. You're going to free my people.
Un varón valiente.
A man of valor.
Escondido en la cueva.
Hidden away in a cave.
A mí me vas a usar.
You? You're going to use me?
Señor, yo soy pobre.
Oh, I'm too poor.
Yo soy el último del hermano.
I'm the least of all of my family.
¿Cómo yo voy a liberar a tu pueblo?
How am I going to free your people?
Bueno, sabemos la historia
well,
también.
Well, we know the story.
Vemos la historia de Jonás.
We also see the story of Jonah.
Dice Dios a Jonás, Jonás, tienes que ir a Nínive porque tomé la decisión para destruir a Nínive.
God
tienes
said to
que
Jonah,
hablar
you're
mi palabra.
Go to Nineveh because I've made my decision to destroy Nineveh.
¿Qué pasó, Jonás?
And what did Jonah do?
Encontró un barco lujoso.
He found a big, rich boat.
Yo voy a pasear.
I'm going this way.
Compró su pasaje.
He bought his ticket.
Otro lugar.
The other direction.
Pero Dios tenía lección muy importante.
God had a very important lesson for him.
Sabemos la historia. ¿Qué
we
pasó
know
con
the
Jonás?
Story, what happened.
pues vamos a encontrar muchas, así como buscaron muchas excusas.
So we see, just like God, we see many that responded to the call, we see that they made excuses.
Pero respondieron el llamado de Dios.
But they responded to the call of God.
Acá no pasa nada. Acá no buscan excusas, solo en Perú.
Here, excusa. Nobody makes excuses, right? Only in Peru.
Muy bien. Respondiendo el llamado de Dios.
So responding to the call of God.
Me gustaría ver pasaje bíblico en Jeremías.
So this morning we're going to look at the book of Jeremiah.
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1.
5 al 10.
5 to 10. Okay. It should be on your screen there. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you to. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and he touched my mouth and he said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See today, I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
Todos los que estamos aquí sentados,
all of us here seated this morning,
Dios tiene plan, propósito
God
a cada
has a
uno.
Plan and a purpose for you.
No somos por casualidad
It's
que
not
nacimos.
By chance that you're here today.
Dios tiene plan a cada
God
uno
has
con
a
nosotros.
Plan for every one of us.
Dios dice a Jeremías,
God says here to Jeremiah,
vemos Dios muy animado.
We see here God is very excited.
Jeremías, antes que tú estés vientre de mamá,
Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb,
yo te conocí.
I knew you.
Y yo sabía tu nombre.
I knew your name.
Yo te escogí.
I chose you.
Te aparté.
I set you apart.
Y te nombré profeta.
And I named you as a prophet.
Wow, Dios estaba animado.
Wow, God is excited.
Para usar a Jeremías.
He wants to use Jeremiah.
Tú vas a hablar mi palabra.
You're going to speak my word.
A las naciones.
To the nations.
¿Y cómo responde Jeremías?
How did Jeremiah respond?
Oh, Señor, soy todavía niño.
Oh, Lord, I'm still just a child.
Bueno, quizás Jeremías estaba proyectando.
It could be Jeremiah was planning ahead.
Para tener un mejor estudio universitario.
He was going to study in university.
En Jerusalén.
In Jerusalem.
O de repente tener una futura esposa.
Or maybe he was planning his future wife.
Y de repente Dios interrumpe.
And suddenly God interrupted his plans.
Iglesia,
Church,
Él nos escogió.
He has chosen us.
Él nos apartó.
He has set us apart.
Y nos nombró.
And he has named us.
Profeta.
Prophets.
A las naciones.
To the nations.
¿Qué hacen profetas?
What do prophets do?
Proclama.
Proclaim.
La palabra de Dios.
The word of God.
Las buenas nuevas de Cristo.
The good news of Jesus.
Eso hace profeta.
That's what a prophet does.
Iglesia, en este tiempo.
Church, on these days that we live in.
¿Habrá iglesias en este tiempo que esté buscando excusa?
Are there people in the church today that are looking for excuses to not do what God wants them to do?
Dios está buscando hombres y mujeres.
Men, God is looking for men and women.
Sin ver la edad. No importa la edad.
Whatever, it doesn't matter your age.
No importa qué idioma hablemos.
It doesn't matter what language you speak.
No importa de qué nación
it doesn't matter what
somos.
What nation we're a part of.
El Señor está buscando.
The Lord is looking
que alguien pueda responder el llamado de Dios.
For people to respond to the call of God.
Nosotros podemos decir, oh, eso no es para mí.
Some of us could say, oh, that's not for me.
Yo no estoy preparado.
I'm not prepared.
Yo no soy teólogo.
I'm not a theologian.
Bueno, yo vendré acá 10, 30, 40 años.
Oh, I've been coming here about 20, 30 years.
Oh, ese trabajo es para los pastores.
That job, that's for the pastors.
Oh, para los misioneros.
That's for the missionaries.
El Señor está llamando.
But the Lord is calling us.
Para usar, para levantar
he
a su pueblo.
He wants to use us to raise up his church, to raise up his people.
No más excusa.
No more excuses.
Puedes decir a tu amigo, no más excusa.
Please say to your neighbor, no more excuses.
No golpees duro.
But don't hit him too hard.
Los mandatos de Dios solo se obedece.
The commands of God are only to be obeyed.
Los mandatos, el orden de Dios.
It's an order of God.
Solo se obedece.
You just obey.
Los que hicieron servicio militar,
those who have served in the military,
ellos saben muy bien.
You know very well.
Solo tienen que obedecer a su capitán.
You just have to obey your captain.
Y nosotros como iglesia,
and we, like the, come, as the church,
soldados de Cristo,
we are soldiers of Jesus,
y nuestro Cristo es capitán,
and our Jesus is the captain,
solo hay que decir sí, Señor.
And all we need to say is yes, sir.
Yo voy.
I will go.
Voy a ganar alma para ti.
I'm going to win a soul for you.
No importa donde
doesn't
sea.
Doesn't matter where I am.
Solo se obedece.
Just obey.
Dios dice a Jeremías,
so God says here to Jeremiah,
no digas soy muy joven.
Don't say you're too young.
Porque vas a ir a donde quiera que yo te envíe.
You're gonna go where I tell you to go.
Y vas a decir todo lo que yo te ordene.
Everything I tell you to say.
Está ordenando.
It's ordered.
No está diciendo cuando sientas a ir.
God's not saying when you feel like you want to go.
Vaya.
No, he says go.
Vaya, predica,
go,
habla.
Go, preach, announce.
Eso es.
That's what it is.
Iglesia, Jesús nos dejó
church,
gran trabajo.
God has given us a ese, very important job to do.
Y ese trabajo tan hermoso.
And that job is beautiful.
Ganar alma para Cristo.
Winning souls to Jesus.
Eso es la gran comisión.
That's the great commission.
Ya no más podemos decir, Señor, ya soy muy joven.
We should not say, oh, I'm just too young.
Oh, Señor, tengo dolencia en mi cuerpo.
Oh, I've got pain in my body.
Oh, Señor, ya no doy más. No sé qué decir.
I'm sorry.
Tengo miedo.
Okay, I'm afraid. I didn't hear what he said. I'm afraid. Don't say I'm afraid.
Pero el Señor siempre nos va a responder.
But the Lord,
no digas.
The Lord will respond to your excuses by saying, don't say that.
Porque vas a ir a donde quieras.
Because you're going to go where I send you.
Donde estemos.
Where we are.
Si soy doctor,
if I'm a doctor,
yo tengo que hablar de Cristo en este lugar.
I have to talk about Jesus where
tengo
I am.
Una empresa grande.
If I own a big business,
tengo que compartir a Cristo en este lugar.
I have to share Jesus with those around me.
Soy profesor.
If I'm a teacher,
tengo que compartir a Cristo en este lugar.
Share Jesus with those around me.
En mi escuela.
In my school.
En mi universidad.
In my university.
Tengo que compartir el mensaje de Cristo.
Share about the gospel of Jesus.
Es en todo lugar.
It's everywhere we are.
Respondiendo al llamado de Dios.
Responding to the call of God.
Vemos también la protección de Dios.
We see here in Jeremiah the protection of God.
Dios dijo a Jeremías, no le temas a nadie.
God says to Jeremiah, don't be afraid of anyone.
Que yo estoy contigo.
I am with you.
Para librarte.
And I will free you.
Lo dice el Señor.
And that's what the Lord says.
No tengas miedo.
Don't be afraid.
Yo voy a estar contigo.
I'm going to be with you.
Yo te voy a dar la fuerza.
I'm going to give you the strength.
Yo te voy a enseñar.
I'm going to teach you.
Solo habla.
Just speak.
Dios está animando a Jeremías.
God is encouraging Jeremiah here.
El mismo Dios de Jeremías,
same God of Jeremiah,
está en nuestra vida.
Is in our lives.
Está con nosotros.
He's with us.
Amén.
Amen.
Pues vemos también que Dios dio autoridad.
We also see here that God has given Jeremiah authority.
Dice Dios a Jeremías,
God says to Jeremiah,
mira, hoy te doy autoridad.
Today I give you the authority.
Sobre naciones y reinos.
Over kingdoms and authorities.
Tenemos nations. Autoridad de Cristo.
We have the authority of Jesus.
Jesús nos dio la autoridad.
Jesus has given us this authority.
Para hablar de Cristo.
To speak of Jesus.
para orar por los enfermos.
To pray for the sick.
Para orar por los necesitados.
To pray for those in need.
Iglesia.
Church.
Es tiempo.
It's time.
Es urgente.
It's urgent.
¿Qué es urgente?
It's urgent. What's urgent?
Cuando es urgente, yo no voy a postergar mañana.
When something is urgent, I'm not going to put it off for tomorrow.
Oh, Señor, mañana que pase Navidad.
Okay.
Después de Navidad.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to wait till after Christmas.
Es ahora.
No. We're not going to put it off. We're going to do it now.
¿Qué hacen los cuando uno está delicado de salud?
When somebody is sick.
Yo tengo que llamar al médico, a los doctores.
They're in an emergency situation. We call the doctors.
Y los doctores se movilizan tan rápido,
and the
los médicos,
move rapidly
para salvar a la persona.
To save the life.
Algunos envían helicóptero.
Sometimes they go in a helicopter.
Otros ambulancia.
Or in an ambulance.
Otros bote.
Or in a boat.
Quizás otros caballo.
And maybe even on a horse.
Para salvar a la persona.
To save the person's life.
Es lo mismo.
And it's the same for us.
Tanta almas.
There's so many souls.
Minuto a minuto.
Every minute counts.
Mueren sin Cristo.
They're dying without Jesus.
Y es tiempo de movilizar.
It's time. It's time to get moving, church.
Es tiempo de ir.
It's time to go.
Ganar almas para Cristo.
And to win souls for Jesus.
Iglesia, nos animamos.
Church, be encouraged this morning.
Queremos unirnos.
We want to be united.
Me encanta cuando cuento la historia de los grandes profetas misioneros también.
I love telling the stories of great prophets and missionaries too.
Vimos la historia de Roger Guinness.
This morning we heard the story of Roger Guinness.
Él no conocía Ahwahoon.
He didn't know anything about the Ahwahoon.
Etnia o tribu Perú.
He didn't know about this tribe in Peru.
Que reducía la cabeza.
That reduced heads.
Dios no contó todo.
God didn't tell Roger everything.
Seguro que se desanimaba y no iba.
He probably would have been discouraged or didn't want to go.
Pero él respondió el llamado de Dios.
But he responded to the call of God.
Señor, estoy aquí.
He said, "Here am I, Lord."
Úsame, Señor.
Use me, Lord.
Yo voy, Señor.
I will go for you.
Y él rescata.
And he rescued
a esa etnia.
This tribe.
Con el poder del evangelio.
The power of the gospel.
Lo que nadie podía rescatar.
The tribe that nobody could.
Lo que
reach.
Nadie podía conquistar.
Nobody could conquer this tribe.
Jesús conquistó.
Jesus conquered them.
Ya había conquistado en la cruz del Calvario.
He conquered them on the cross of Calvary.
Hace 2,000 años atrás.
2,000 years ago.
Que Cristo murió por nosotros.
Jesus died for us.
Por cada nación.
For every nation.
Por cada tribu.
For every tribe.
Por cada lengua.
For every language.
Ya había hecho en la cruz del Calvario.
Jesus, he's already done the work on the cross.
Tenemos que anunciar las buenas
we
nuevas.
We have to announce the good news.
¿Quién es Cristo?
Who is Jesus?
Es verdadero.
It's the truth.
Es real.
It's real.
No es un mito.
It's not a myth.
No es una leyenda.
It's not a legend.
Que alguien inventó en el mundo.
It's not something that somebody invented.
Es real.
It's real.
Cuando acepté a Cristo.
When I accepted Jesus.
Yo dije, Señor, tú eres tan real.
I said, oh, Jesus, you're so real.
Tan verdadero.
You're so true.
Y yo estaba en la universidad.
I went to the university.
Cuando la presencia de Dios.
When the presence of God.
Se inundó en mi vida.
Flooded my life.
Eso cambió todo.
That changed everything.
Eso cambió todo.
That changed everything.
Hechos 1:8.
In Acts 1:8.
Jesús dijo, tiene que esperar.
Well, Jesus had said, you need to wait.
Recibiréis poder.
You will receive power.
Cuando van a venir en ustedes.
And the Holy Spirit comes on you.
Y me van a ser testigos.
And you're going to be my witnesses.
Testigos.
Witnesses.
Que Él es real.
That He is
que
real.
Que Él murió por nosotros.
That He died for us.
Que Él limpia pecados.
That He cleans our sins.
Jesús renueva, restaura.
He restores and renews us.
Jesús limpia de todo tipo de pecados.
He forgives all of our sins.
Eso hace Cristo.
That's what Jesus does.
Amen. Hay esperanza en Cristo.
There's hope in Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Pues tenemos que buscar, iglesia.
And we need to search for more of Jesus.
Una iglesia que camina bajo la presencia de Dios.
A church walking and with the presence of Jesus.
Que vive enamorado.
Living in love with Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Amen. ¿Cuántos dicen, Señor, estoy aquí?
This morning, how many are willing to say, Lord, use me? How, when, where?
No importa la situación que estemos pasando.
Doesn't matter what situation you're in.
Podemos decir, Señor, tal como soy.
We can say, Lord, just as I am.
Estoy aquí.
Here am I.
Usa mi vida.
Use my life.
Yo no sé si alguien puede responder el llamado de
Dios. I don't know this
Dios.
Morning if somebody would be willing to stand to your feet to declare before the Lord that you're willing to be used by Him. If you are, stand to your feet right now.
Pues podemos orar todos juntos.
We're going to pray together.
Señor Jesús, te damos gracias.
Lord Jesus, we give you thanks this morning.
Gracias esta mañana.
Thank you this morning, Jesus.
Te alabamos, te adoramos,
Señor. We praise you and we adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, Señor.
Hallelujah.
Tú eres tan real, Padre.
You're so real, Lord.
Ayúdanos vivir para ti.
Help us to live for you, Jesus.
Ayúdanos vivir para ti, Padre.
Lord, to live with your presence.
Ayúdanos, Señor, a hacer tu voluntad.
Help us to do your will, Lord.
Señor, estamos aquí.
Lord, here we are.
Tal como soy.
Just as we are.
Usa mi vida, Señor.
Use my life.
Usa mi vida, Señor
Jesús. Use my life, Jesus.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Father.
Gracias, Señor Jesús.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Gracias, Espíritu Santo.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Señor, te entregamos toda nuestra carga, Señor Jesús.
We give you all of our burdens, Lord.
Todo nuestro problema te entregamos en tus manos,
all
Señor.
All of our problems we put in your hands, Jesus.
Señor, todas situaciones difíciles
every
te entregamos en tus manos, Señor.
We give it to you, Jesus.
Nuestras debilidades te entregamos en tus manos.
The weaknesses we have, we give them to you.
Señor, gracias.
Lord, thank you.
Señor, renueva tu pueblo, a tu iglesia,
renew
Padre.
Renew your people, renew
dale nuevas
the church.
Fuerzas, Señor Jesús.
Give us new strength, Lord.
Señor, tu presencia fresca en nuestra vida, Padre.
God, we ask for a fresh anointing in our lives, a fresh presence. Your
gracias, Señor Jesús.
Thank you, Jesus.
Señor, levanta tu iglesia.
Raise up this church, Lord.
Así como tú usaste iglesia primitiva.
Just as you used the first church.
Que caminaron years bajo ago, tu presencia, Señor
walking
Jesús.
Walking beneath the presence of your presence, Lord.
Ayúdanos a caminar.
Help us, Lord, to walk in your presence.
Vivir bajo tu presencia, Padre.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We
gracias,
want to walk
Señor.
In your presence. Thank
gracias,
you,
Jesus. Padre. Gracias,
thank you,
Señor Jesús.
Thank you,
oramos
Jesus.
Por los enfermos, Señor.
We pray for the sick
en el nombre
this morning,
de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Que tú pongas tu mano poderosa, Señor.
Miracle working,
tu mano sanadora, Señor Jesús.
Lord, heal in the name of Jesus.
Tú eres el doctor de los doctores.
You are the doctor of doctors.
Tú eres el sanador.
You are the one who
el
saves
mejor
and
médico, Señor
you're the
Jesús.
Great physician.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Father.
Tú llevaste en la cruz del Calvario.
You already
gracias.
Carried our infirmities
te alabamos,
on the cross
Señor.
Of Calvary. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Praise
gracias.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gracias, Padre.
Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank
vamos
you,
a dar fuerte aplauso a nuestro
give
Dios
God a praise
todopoderoso. Hallelujah.
Does anyone want to get a bus to Mexico? Guys, wow. Wow. Be willing to say yes to what the Lord's calling you to do. The yes is the best thing that we can do. Amen. Go ahead and come on up. Let's get some background music. We're gonna do. We're gonna take up a second offering here. And can I just share? The Waha Highs are funded at 65%. And so two things that the AG does. They have to have one lump sum, which is what we're collecting right now, if you feel so called to give to them. But then there's monthly support. The monthly support, from what I have seen with missionaries, is the hardest to get because it takes commitment. And so we can't just rely on the churches to give monthly. Sometimes it comes personally. Speaking from our experience, Alicia and I support a couple of missionaries on our own outside of the church. And I know there's others here that do the very same thing. And so let me just say, if the Lord has talked on your heart in any way, shape, or form, and listen, some of us can't go, okay? Some of us can't go. So I'm not even going to try to pronounce the country in Mexico or the city in Mexico, but we can support those that do go. And so if you feel so led, if you would like to give monthly to the Wahahais, please go see them at their table. 65% funded. I asked her for a dollar amount. I said, how much is left? They have to raise another $3,000 in monthly support before they can go. I don't know where we're at today. I don't know where you're at. I don't know how you can support, but would you consider picking up the Wahahais monthly support? If you feel so led, please do not leave here today without connecting with them and figuring out how to put that into practice. Amen? The second thing, we're going to take up a second offering here. This is one lump sum. This goes to them to get them to the point where they can go. And after listening to two of you, let's get you there. Let's get you there. I didn't talk to Alicia. We're going to come and see you. We're going to pick you up monthly. And I believe that people need to hear that because if I want people to do it, they need to see the pastor do it. Amen? So, wow. I remember Guadalajara. The Mexican people are so hungry for the Lord. And it was life-changing. So hearing you guys translate, we had that, and just it took me back. Before we left, I wept at the altar with the Mexican people there in Guadalajara, and it was life-changing. And I hope there's a missionary trip upcoming. Maybe we can put plans together. Guys, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for the Wahahais. Lord, I pray right now through your Holy Spirit, you would start to bring things together for them. Lord, you know what it means financially to go. You know what it means for them to be ready to go mentally. Lord, I pray that you would start to work right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would touch every life in here today through your words. Lord, that there would be people who feel the call on their life, Lord, to go. Maybe it is to go, but maybe it's to support as well. Lord, I pray that you would bless them abundantly for stepping out saying yes. How can we respond to you today, God? And Lord, I pray that there's not a single person in here today that was not impacted by your word, that was not tugged on the heart, because Lord, you have called each of us, and it's up to us to respond. It's not up to us to say, let's wait for this time and then I'll be ready. No, the time is now. The hour is near. We have much work to do, Lord. I pray that you would call every name out in this church today. Lord, that you have a plan that you are revealing to them, that you are reaching them, that you are guiding them. Lord, may there be other, maybe we have a missionary that's being called right now in this service. Lord, I pray over them. Lord, I pray that they're willing to say yes. Lord, I know what it's like to be called and to be used. And Lord, it is the most honoring thing that I've ever been able to be a part of. And Lord, I just pray that those that are considering, Lord, that they know that you have them. We're not stepping out blindly on our own. We're stepping out blindly with you by our side. Father, we love you. We thank you. We give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. We'll pass that. Let's go ahead and just pass the offering. And then you have a song you can sing for us.